This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Today we're talking lawns and gardens, a little rain outside. Fall is just about a week away, I mean officially. Feels like it's beginning to be here. A little fall in the air, autumn or whatever you'd like to call it. But it does feel like it's in the air. That's going to bring some changes. And to tell us what to do with those changes agriculturally, Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Does feel good outside, doesn't it?
It feels great outside, boy.
Just like this time of the year should. Football season.
Football season, and after a long, hot summer, the rain is always welcome, and the weather is just great. If it wasn't rain, we could do the radio program outside and be doing great, boy.
I tell you, this rain has brought the greenness back and everything. Looks good out there.
It does.
Is there anything we should be or could be doing around the yard right now? Is it too early to plant bushes and trees, or do we need to wait till it's a little more fallish, or what?
But yeah, it's a good time. I will wait to plant most of our trees and shrubs. Probably wait till November time frame. And the plants would do a lot better job if we did wait on those, and they'll perform a little bit better for us. But this time of year, we're still in an area where it's not too late for people to actually go in and plant those cool season grasses like tall fescue. It would have been great if we could have got those seeds out this week with this nice rain we've had. We had to worry about watering those. Also, we can go in and fertilize those grasses as well. While we were talking about fertilizing the cool season grass, it would hopefully based on the soil test, but I'm not hoping you're using a complete fertilizer to have nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in it. But those warm season grass are also being getting ready to slow down. They're slowing growth, like Bermuda and Georgia. Those are slowing down and growing, so they're not being needed to be mowed as often. But they can go in and fertilize those as well to prepare those for their winter, because usually we have a good hard winter on those grasses. Last year, I think, was a pretty hard winter on a lot of our warm season grasses, but trying to prepare those for their dormancy, we have them coming back out in the spring a lot healthier and a lot better.
Sounds good to me. Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Got a slight problem in our yard with chipmunks, and I'd like to know how to eradicate those.
All righty. How can you properly eradicate chipmunks? We underline that word properly.
Well, probably one of the easy and best ways is going to be to get some live traps and bait those live traps, and then try to work with our animal control people to actually relocate those. Would be the best method in controlling those chipmunks.
Okay, so actually relocate them.
Well, yeah, work with animal control, because actually you need to work with them for sure, because it actually is illegal to relocate, pick up animals from one location and take them to another one. So that's why I said really need to work with animal control and relocate those, or have them do the dispose of them.
He would call the Pet Adoption Welfare Service?
That would be correct. And they would, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they still may have some live traps that you can actually borrow or rent from them. I'm not sure exactly how they, if they have those still.
But they're ultimately the ones who have to transport them, get them, that whole bit. Okay.
Can I make a follow-up question,
sure,
please?
Absolutely.
Was wondering if there's any kind of substance we can have to discourage them. I'm not wanting to kill them, of course, but wanting them to move somewhere else. Is there anything we can use ourselves?
Probably whatever they are gnawing on or feeding on, you probably can use mothball. Typically, we'll repel them for a while, but also you can maybe use some pepper spray to spray on whatever they're gnawing on. That would kind of discourage them from actually feeding and or gnawing on different things.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Hope that works. Let us know if it does. Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our number, and maybe some of you have some approaches that have worked. Voices of experience, call us. We need to hear from you. 893-1450 is our number. And good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Doing fine, Bart. You?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I've got a question. I've got a young sapling. I've just planted a tree about 6 months ago or beginning of the year, so to speak, and I want to transplant it. When would be a good time to transplant that tree?
Okay.
Is it in the ground or in a container?
It's in the ground.
Yeah. I'll probably wait until November, mid to late November time frame, and dig it up and to move it somewhere else. That
okay.
way it will be in a dormant state.
Okay.
So I would just really wait on that. But.
Okay, great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And I guess the purpose in that is to wait until the sap runs?
Yeah, there's a lot. When the trees go dormant, they're not actually growing a lot. And it actually, that's why we also recommend planting them in the fall. When they are dormant or semi-dormant for some of the evergreen plants, that they're not, you won't stress them as much. You want to move when they're not really stressed and not add an additional stress to it. Another thing, when you're going to move a tree, like the gentleman mentioned, you want to try to dig up much of it, the root ball as possible of that plant, and then relocate it, do a lot better job. And
okay.
You're also, and typically, depending on the size of the plant when you move, you may get a little dieback when they come out in the spring, but typically you can prune that out, and the plant should be healthy enough to move.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you this morning?
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
I hope you don't think I'm ignorant, but what does a chipmunk look like?
Okay, a chipmunk is sort of like a small squirrel, I guess. Yeah,
A little small squirrel.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got some pecan trees, and I see squirrels, you know. Some of them looks like little. Can they climb a tree?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They do probably everything a squirrel would do, and they look a lot like them. They're just a little smaller.
Well, I've got pecan trees, but I just give the nuts to them because I can't get at and beat them to it.
Well,
but I sure thank you.
I bet they like you.
Yeah, they do.
They're cute little fellows, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, thank you. You have a nice day.
You too, Bart. Bye.
And, yeah, they're fun to watch.
They are. And like what the other gentleman called, they do... can cause some harm to wood and different things from gnawing on them. But some of the biggest problem when they get in your attic and things like that, and usually mothballs, things like that work a lot better to discourage them out of your attic in different places where it kind of stays dry, but they can be a nuisance.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay. I want to ask about I've got about 3 rose bushes I would like to move.
Mm-hmm.
Does the same thing go for them with the trees to wait to later on?
Yes, ma'am. I will go ahead. I will wait to November as well. Wait till the fall of the year to move those. And also, if they need pruning before you move them or during the time you move, I will wait till that time frame as well to move those.
So when you say November, does it matter when? I mean, early, middle, or late?
Usually when you start seeing a lot of the plants lose their foliage during that time of the year, or when they are kind of dormant, it's a lot easier to move them during that time.
So wait until the leaves and things start falling off.
It's easier on the citrus plant versus evergreens to know when they're dormant because they've lost their foliage. But some of the evergreens are going to a dormant time when you start seeing other plants lose their foliage as well.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Yes, since it's rain, I've had a lot of problems with ant hills in my yard. What can I do about it? It's not real fine dirt, it's like coarse dirt. I want to make sure there are ants, but probably like about 300 of them in my yard since it rained.
Okay, and just came along with the rain, you say. Okay. What about ants in the yard, lots of ants in the yard that have come with the rain?
Well, there are a couple things to look for ants. Really, we had several calls of people coming in the office this week. A lot of those little mounds have actually been fire ant mounds.
Ooh, that's
so
bad.
In those...
How do you know a fire ant versus, I mean, until it's too late?
Really, if you kind of look at the mound for fire ants, a lot of ants have little holes in their mound, especially in the top of the mound. That typically is a sign that it's not really a fire ant mound. If you don't see a hole in there, they use fire ant mounds. They won't have the holes in the center, for one, or exit holes on the top. They kind of mostly come out the sides, but they can cause more problems.
They hurt, don't they?
They hurt bad.
I mean, they sting you. Do they itch or do they sting?
All of them. They sting.
All of the above.
They really stings. But to answer his question, one thing is to use ant baits, for one. And usually you want to put the ant baits out when it's dry. And there's no rain in the forecast for a few days. So really that's the best way. And they'll take these baits back to their colony and weaken the whole colony. Then you can come back in about a week to drench those with an insecticide. But you just really want a quick fix on getting rid of just regular ant mounds and some of those mounds. You can just come in with an insecticide and just drench those mounds. You can mix it in a 5-gallon container or something, just pour around and also over the mound and also around the side of it. But that'll take care of most of the ants. But the problem, if there are fire ants, then they can move. Those mounds will move, and they'll start a new colony somewhere else by drenching them. That will kind of eliminate initially, but baiting would be the best option for, especially for the fire ants, and then come back and drench those.
Are they a different color than regular ants? I mean, can you tell it that way, if they're fire ants or regular ants?
Just by looking at them with the naked eye, they are different. There are several different types of fire ants. Of course, colored as a red, imported fire ant, then there's a black, then there's a, it's a red and black, I can't think of what they call it. But they are a little different in color. They look similar, and the mounds look real similar.
It's hard to tell the difference.
It is. Like. I mean, if you real careful, I hate to tell people to do this, but if you're real careful, get a long stick and just stick in the mound, and the fire ants come up the stick, that's a good sign they are fire ant, because they will attack.
So the fire ants will aggressively come up a stick, and the other ants don't.
They'll just kind of spread out and won't even come out aggressive.
Interesting. Okay.
But they are a very aggressive species, and we do have a lot of fire ants in our area, and people really need to pay attention and try to work on controlling those.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning? Good morning.
This is me.
That's you. Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you, folks?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. I have a question. My brother has a very bad problem with moles, and he does it, and he's tried different things. He doesn't have any luck at getting rid of them, so I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. What about moles? And I'm glad she called, because that is a problem I think a lot of us have. How can we control them? Because they will really, they'll wreck your yard.
They will cause a lot of havoc in your yard. There are several different things we can actually use, several different methods, or probably need to use them in combination. One is to try to control the grub worm by using a bait as well, actually using an insecticide to control the grub worm when they are feeding. Usually, we try to control the grub worms a lot in the summer time frame, and we do see the runs in our yard during those times, but really the fall around now, if it's dry, to control and put those grub worm control. One good one is Grub X, will work fine in controlling those. But also there are some good baits on the market now that you actually can put in those holes to control those moles. Really, the only problem with using the bait is really you want to put it in an active run. Moles typically have what we like to call interstates that they travel every day, and then they have little side streets they travel occasionally. So you want to make sure you put those baits in an active run. So really, we'll tell folks to do it. Go out and mash those runs down. If they come back up pretty fast within a day or so, that's most likely
that's an active
run. And then you want to put those baits, use something to punch a hole in those to drop those bases, but don't use your hand. Put on some gloves because they can sense that when you
you'll spoil it. Then.
Yeah, so you really want to put them in active run, and on that product, it tells you how far you need to put those out and how many holes. And those products are called Tomcat and Tapperin, are two real good products that are on the market for us baits.
Tomcat and Tapperin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you can look at different stores for those.
Yes.
Tomcat and Tapperin. Good luck to you on that. Hope that works for you. 893-1450 is our number. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be right back. It's fall weather, so if you haven't stepped outside yet, a little cooler than it has been. Nice weather outside. We'll be right back.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the Customer Relations Manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
Same folks on the service lane. We've got Albie Holt, who's been here, I think, 18 years now. Joe Ellis, who's been here 20 years. We've got salespeople who have been here for a long time. Most of the management's the same.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Without the caregivers, there would be no way I could have survived this alone. I had gotten to the point where nothing made any difference.
Stay independent at home.
Being old is not a punishment. It's a very significant phase of life.
Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
Check out all the options you have before you make a decision.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again, Rutherford County. As you make your way into work this morning, guys, happy to report. Still no accidents out there along your interstates, but still in some pretty slow traffic along I-24 westbound right around 840. Now, guys, we do want you to be aware. You can expect lane closure along South Walnut from West Castle to the dead end section as they repave the road. And also work has begun on both sides of South Church Street near Little Creek, so anticipate minor traffic interruptions in that area as well. This traffic report was brought to you by the Law Office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Give them a call, 866-468-6603. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a chance for showers ending early today, otherwise cloud cover with a high temperature near 70 and a north-northwest wind at times feeling breezy. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 61.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Terry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11. Talk radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
we're back again, having more fun than the law should allow. We have fun here every day, and it's so good to have you join us right here on WGNS and the Action Line. Anthony Tuggle is with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. We have some fins ready to talk over the back fence, so let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today? Beg your pardon? I didn't hear what you said.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine. I wanted to ask him when you trim crepe myrtles.
Okay. What about that, Anthony? Trimming the crepe myrtles.
Well, Bart, they grow so much during the summer, you can either go in and lightly prune those back, especially on mature crepe myrtles. Mm-hmm. At any time, really, what we're learning on those, they're such a hardy plant. If they've been established for about 5 years, if not, then you probably want to wait again to the fall of the year to prune those back. Or you can even wait till early spring time frame. But they do have a lot of sprouts coming from the roots of those plants, and we recommend go ahead and prune those out as they come up throughout the entire summer. But anytime from winter through spring, it's a good time to cut those back. Another thing you want to avoid, one thing we see a lot with crepe myrtle, people just go in and just top them all the way back and cut them all the way back. So really what you want to do is basically go in and selectively to cut those back, and they'll perform and do a lot better for you. And speaking of pruning, we actually have a brown bag next Thursday on pruning trees and shrubs, and that's going to be one of the main plants we actually talk about pruning, and as well as a lot of other trees and shrubs as well. But we're a little early right now, so I'll probably wait again until late winter and early spring to cut those back. But it won't hurt you to go in and actually do some selective pruning on that now, especially those water sprouts that are coming up from the ground on those.
Okay. Does that help you out?
Mark, what about hydrangeas?
Okay. What about those hydrangeas?
A lot of times those have actually lost. Some of them are losing their foliage and color on them now. I would go ahead and cut those back, especially those flowers as they start to turn brown and discolored. You can go ahead and cut those. I would go ahead and cut those back now.
Okay.
How can you make them bloom?
Well, I was hoping they did bloom, but I don't. That's kind of hard to tell on those. They're a little finicky. Some of them are a little finicky at times, but some of the newer varieties are pretty easy to bloom. They flower all the time, especially if you get one like Limelight or some of those. But if it hasn't flowered, how long has the plant been out?
Oh, it's been out several years, but it's never had but one bloom on it.
Wow. That may be a male plant or something. Have you pruned it before?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
When did you prune? Did you prune it early in the spring or something before?
I cut it in the fall.
Yeah, that's the best time to do it. I'm not sure why is it not flowering or blooming, unless it's just a male plant. It won't actually put on flowers. I don't really have a good answer for that one.
Well, good luck to you on that.
Well, thank you.
Good luck. Talk to you later. I was reading something. I looked up crepe myrtles here. It said that the very best time seems to be when we get a warming trend in January or February. Mm-hmm. And then that's a good time. And it says that if you prune them properly, that it will produce twice the number of branches and therefore twice the number of blossoms than it did the previous year. So that's a good thing to do. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Hi, Bart.
Hey, good morning to you.
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm not calling to ask Anthony anything.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember about a month ago when I asked for help for my niece that was getting ready to have a baby?
Right, I do remember
that. She had a baby yesterday, a little boy, 6 pounds, 15 ounces, and he's fine.
Well, congratulations.
So I was letting Miss Donna know because she gave me a lot of stuff. So I was letting her know.
Well, that is a real sweet lady. I know she's always working to help other folks.
So,
Well, I am so happy for you. Now, what's the little boy's name? First name?
Christopher Jaden.
Christopher. All righty, Christopher. Welcome to town.
All righty. Bye-bye, Bart.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is good news. That's what it's all about. When I say we're a family of friends here just talking over the back fence, we really are. And share happiness like that with us. That could be a future gardener, Anthony. You never know. Christopher's out there going to grow up and learn how to make those gardens look good. And he'll have a good garden, I'm sure. 893-1450 is our number. Anthony Tuggle's with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. This is the 15th of September. And is it the third Thursday that we have the brown bag, or is it the fourth Thursday?
Fourth Thursday.
Okay. So we're a little too early for the brown bag. Need another couple of Thursdays to pass. But
that's next week, isn't it? The fourth Thursday.
I don't have a calendar.
I believe it's next week.
Okay. Well, maybe it's here before we know it. We'll be checking on that in just a moment. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle.
Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
I need to ask a question about now where I live here. I've got about 5.5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut about a acre of it and called it a yard. It's really just a field, but my wife calls it a yard, and that's okay with me. But the other part I bush hog, and I'm wondering, when is there a date that's the time that we'd have to bush hog and it'll be the last time? Or, I know that's a hard question, because we've had a few years where it was 70 degrees up to Christmas, but as a rule, what time of the year can you think the last bush hogging I can do it?
Jack, do I detect that you're looking forward to that day?
Yes, I am, Bart.
I thought I just caught a bit of that in the voice.
I'm going to ask a question before I attempt to answer that question. Is it a Bermuda yard or pasture or fescue?
Well, part of it is fescue and it's wild grass. It's up close to the house here, we've got a lot of Bermuda. Now, I know they can cut that and it'll turn brown. But now, the other part out there, I'm not sure about that. It's, you know, God puts a lot of grass out there that I didn't sow. So I wouldn't even attempt to describe it or name it.
All right. Well, as you mentioned earlier, the Bermuda portion of the pasture or yard, probably once we get a good frost on it, we'll turn the Bermuda, start turning the brown once the temperature really starts to drop. For us, the tall fescue, really, the parts of the tall fescue, it's going to have to get a lot colder. So really, I'm thinking if you will get some new growth on, especially with all this rain that we have and the cool weather, it actually is a great opportunity for the fescue portion of your yard or pasture to continue to grow and looks luscious green. But late November maybe. I'm just guessing based on weather time frame, maybe the last time you have to bush hog for the year.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Listen, I'm out here on the porch, guys, and the Hummers are still here. Now, I don't know, when we get a cold snap like this, they usually leave. They have in the past. But I've got a lot of them out here. I see about 15 now swarming around out here. This may take care of them.
Well, I tell you, they have been great this year, and great hearing from your comments, too, this year. For people who have not had hummingbirds, you've sort of painted us a picture for them.
Yeah, I'm looking at one feeder down there now, and there's six at that feeder, and they're actually eating together, and that's unusual. So, but anyway, people can have, there's not a lot of problem to get those. You just put them up there, and if you've got some flaring shrubs, they got to have a place to light and kind of hide out. But I enjoy them. But when they leave, out here anyway, they all leave at the same time. They go.
Well, now, you need to put those things of juice out for them early, don't you, so that the scouts can find your house?
Yes, we were a little slow this year, Bart, and I looked out, and there was one hanging. I leave the little chains up, because there's a covered porch, and I leave the little chains up, and I looked out, and one of the little hummingbirds was hanging on that chain, was holding on to it. And I knew then that was the scout, so I rushed and got my feeders out, and I've got about 9 feeders out.
Well, that's good.
I really enjoy watching them. I have to fill about 4 of them every other day.
Wow, you have a lot of them.
It's enjoyable, and if it wasn't, it's a good bit of work. If you got to keep the stuff made, you know, and that's 4 parts to 1. In case somebody ever wants to know, that's what you do. Listen, you guys, I enjoy your program and enjoy yourself, and I think you do when you have this program.
Oh, we do.
We do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing about the hummingbirds with us.
Yes, sir.
You
God
have
bless
a great day.
You guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450. Good to hear from Jack, and it sounds like he's ready to end his mowing season.
He's winding down.
Now, I did not find the report on the brown bag lunch. Do you know what the topic is for this round?
Pruning trees and shrubs, I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Okay, pruning trees and shrubs. And that fits right in. People are wanting to do that now. There's a right way and a wrong way. I've always done the wrong way, and so might as well learn the right way.
Yeah, and one of the plants that one of my favorite plants is that crepe myrtle we were talking about earlier, and a lot of times people really prune that plant inappropriately. They go in and top it and cut it all the way off and then have those stubs. And actually, we call that a crepe myrtle versus crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle.
Yeah, okay. Myrtle those plants. We really want to not myrtle our plants, especially crepe myrtle when we're actually pruning those. But there are some tips and stuff we'll give out next week on pruning those different plants and maybe give them some hands-on experience.
Absolutely.
As well.
Now, I do want to mention that the agricultural big day tomorrow, the farmer's market, 6 in the morning to 11, and we're, what is it? That's through the last Friday in November, is that right?
October. October.
October.
Well, we're actually doing something different this year as well with the farmer's market starting in November through Christmas. We're actually, we have a lot of cool season crops that we still can grow, and people actually have those new high tunnels and they can grow vegetables for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So starting in November, we're actually going to extend our market through December, through Christmas, on Sundays.
Sundays?
Yeah, from 1 to 5, I believe the time on that. So we're going to do something, trying to do something a little different starting in November.
Wow. So fresh, right there at the Ag Center?
Yes, sir.
Same place as always. Well, that's pretty neat. So starting in, we'll have to put a story together on that.
Yeah, it's different. So we are used to Tuesdays and Fridays during the growing season. But again, something new this year we're going to try to. And we have a lot of our vendors and interested in selling those vegetables.
What time on Sunday?
I want to say from 1 to 5 or 2 to 5. I'm not really sure.
Okay. And let's see. Let me know and we'll put that together and we'll make people more aware of that.
I will.
That's November and through December? November,
yes.
December?
Yes, through Christmas.
Okay, through Christmas.
Yeah, we'll get you the information on that, Barb.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't want to miss that because that sounds pretty neat. You going to have any Christmas trees and stuff like that?
We're planning on it.
All right. And a lot of people grow the beautiful trees here.
They do, and actually, if I'm not mistaken, the State Christmas Tree Association will be meeting in a farm here in Murfreesboro. This week or next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting. The State Christmas Tree Association. I didn't even realize we had an official body of folks who did that.
They have one.
And so Christmas tree business is big in Tennessee then.
It is.
Interesting. Well, we're going to have to find out more about that. Curious Minds. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. We're talking lawns and gardens. We're talking Christmas trees. We're talking ending the season for mowing. I have a feeling that Jack is not alone out there on that. There are probably some other folks who are looking forward to that last mowing day. We'll be right back. Anthony Tuggles with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. If you have a question, call us now. We'll be right back. Keep that smile on your face. Fall is in the air. And the last mowing days are on us.
I'm thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes are mirror images, and when we kiss, they're perfectly aligned. I have to speculate that God himself did make us into corresponding shapes like puzzle pieces from the true.
Middle Tennessee's home for the Atlanta Braves. WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC-certified technicians get your car road-ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service, on Broad Street, across from Advance Auto.
We're here at the Co-op Farm and Home Center talking with Tina. We are in the garden and patio area. As you hear in the background, beautiful fountains.
We have all different kinds of fountains. We even have the nice wall fountains, where you can build your own fountain out of flower pots. We have the kits that you can do that with. We also have lots of patio furniture, nice patio sets, really good concrete statuary pieces.
All of that here at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
WeatherEye.
We have a chance for showers ending early today, otherwise cloud cover with a high temperature near 70 and the north-northwest wind at times feeling breezy. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 61.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They have made me feel like I am truly someone to them, and that means a lot.
Stay independent at home, in charge.
I've never seen anything in my life that has been more outstanding than this company.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
For those 12 steps. He said, no, my son, I know you're doing your best. With all you've been through, I understand. I only came to offer you a friend. You know she still asks about you, wondering how you're doing and where you've been. Tell her I'm in Tampa on the causeway, watching the waves roll in. Tell her I'm in Aspen in a cabin, finding myself again. Tell her that I'm happy and I moved on, better than I've ever been. Just don't tell her that you saw me drowning in this bottle, trying to make her disappear.
Welcome back. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. We're talking lawns and gardens just a matter of days before autumn arrives. And let's go back to the phones. Anthony Tuggle's with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm calling for a friend.
Okay.
They have an old yard, and she wants to know what's the best kind of grass seed to plant in that old yard.
Okay. Is it here in town or out in
right.
the country? Okay. What about that, Anthony? It has probably some big trees, I would guess, too.
It has one big tree.
One big tree.
Okay. So it's relatively small yard, big tree, one big tree.
Right.
Here in the downtown Murfreesboro area.
Close to Hobgood.
Yeah, close to Hobgood. So that gives you an idea of maybe the soil conditions and what have you. What would be a good grass to grow there?
Well, boy, there are a lot. If they want a cool season grass, would be now. Go ahead and get that planted this time of year. And there are a lot of good cool season grasses on the market. Rebel still has a whole line of good turf grasses, and there are some good blends, Let's Go blends, that you can actually...
You know, could you talk a little louder?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I said there's a lot of good blends on the market that you can actually get. Rebel has a whole line of turf grass seeds, and one that I really like is the Rebel Exceedia. It's okay. A real good variety, and also there are some good blends on the market. Let's Go has a good blend, and actually Hooper's has a good blend that seem to perform well. Plantation is a variety that do great and has a real dark color, but that particular seed is a little difficult to find. So, but there is a lot of good ones on the market.
And is it true that it's better to plant your grass in the snow?
A lot of people do that and have been successful in doing that. It can kind of go lose that grass, come up in the spring and trying to wait on the snow. I probably would recommend more go out and plant it just regularly as like this in this fall of the year, like right now, actually, especially.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Right now would be a good time.
Right? Yes, ma'am. I would be the best time. That way, by doing it now, it'll give you opportunity for your grass to actually come up and grow and start establishing a good root system while it's in its best growing season. And also, it will provide more growth in the spring while we have those cool spring versus planting in the spring.
And the person at the grass seed place will probably help her, too.
They can for recommend a different variety. And we do, and if you get a chance to come by, we actually have probably 22 or 23 different varieties of grasses that she can actually look at, or you can actually look at it to kind of select from those. We can talk about those.
At your place?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give her that message.
Good luck to you on that.
Thank you very much.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye. And that's really nice to be able to touch that grass. I mean, to walk on it and to see what it looks like. That's a whole different feeling from just looking at a picture and saying, I like that grass. But this one, you actually can walk on it, touch it, and it's right there, 22 different varieties.
Yeah.
That's good.
So they can look, and we can kind of talk about how they've performed in our turf plots.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and you can see a difference in color and things as well.
And you have some other information there about the grasses and whether they're easy to take care of and what have you. Before we took that last break, we were talking about that Christmas Tree Association group, and that meeting is sooner than we had thought. When's it coming?
This Saturday. Need to go back to that email.
So all those folks will be here in town Saturday, the Christmas Tree folks.
Yeah, and their name is the Tennessee Christmas Tree Grower Association.
Okay.
So that's their official name. They're actually meeting at a farm, a Country Cove Christmas Tree Farm out here off Cutoff Road.
We have a farm here that specializes in Christmas trees.
We have several here in the county.
We need to do a radio show on that. That's, that's one of those businesses people don't think about. That'd be interesting.
We'll be glad to make contact and see if we can get them to come on one day.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
I'd like to ask Anthony, I want my yard to look like a green on a golf course. Now, I want to know what type of seed is used and how much maintenance there is to keeping the golf course look to a front yard.
Is it a good size yard or...?
It's, I've got probably an acre front and back.
I've got more acreage
than that, and there are no fences separating it.
Yeah.
But all I want to do is make my front yard and my backyard look like a golf course, and I'll hang up and listen for the response.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. That's a big job, I bet.
That is a very big job. And the grass that the golf courses use... It's bent grass, and they use some Bermuda and different types of grass on the greens.
Mm-hmm.
So they cut real low, and they actually manage those grasses a lot. They actually water those grasses probably all day.
Every day?
Every day, pretty much. And they come back in and slightly water them, what they call some kind of syringing the grass. So to keep it moist, because they cut them so low and have such good such a small root system, and they are really sand-based.
So if you had some kind of a watering system, that's what you really need, a watering system in your yard. That would be good to have.
It is, and they actually recycle their water and reuse it, yeah, and things like that, because they water it all the time, and it is, in order to, he said, an acre. Well, yeah. And for the golf course, I really couldn't imagine they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars
a year
on maintenance.
You're talking about serious work. I have a neighbor who does that, and his yard does look like a golf course.
So I probably wouldn't recommend the bent grass. No. I would recommend Bermuda,
okay.
And that way you can actually, it's a little bit easier to manage than the tall fescue, and it will be green throughout the summer time frame. And as well as come back in overseed that with some ryegrass if you want green covers year-round.
Mm-hmm.
But that bent grass is a special skill in order to manage those greens that way. It's several hundred thousand dollars to manage those.
Is it that much? Wow.
The golf course, there's a...
Of course, if you're doing it yourself... The labor's cheap.
The labor is cheap, and it still would be.
Still,
Well,
this friend of ours who has his yard that way, and it looks like a golf course, and it's about the same size that this man was talking about. He's out there working several days a week doing it. He enjoys it, obviously. He has put in a well and the water system, and it's out there. It's on every morning when I go to work, watering the yard. Let's squeeze in one more call. We have about 30 seconds here. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
I've been having bad luck on my green grass for the winter, the cool weather. I guess I've been planting it too late in the spring, and it turns out real good, and then all of a sudden when it gets about the middle of summer, it just fades out on me, dies out. Do you think the Bermuda would be a better thing? Is this a good time to plant Bermuda right now?
Bermuda will give you green coverage throughout the entire year, but no, it's not the time you want to plant. You want to plant it around April, May time frame, even up into June, but really April, May time frame is the best time to go ahead and plant the Bermuda, and you'll see a lot better growth during the summer time frame. So I'm a big fan of it. Yes, sir.
Well, we thank you for calling, and Anthony, we thank you for joining us today. We are flat out of time. Anthony Tuggle visiting with us today from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Don't forget, the Farmers Market in the morning, 6 to 11 in the morning, right there at the Lane Agri Park. Anthony Tuggle visiting with us today. Have a great day.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.